Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels all the time on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Wow, it's like we haven't even been gone for 2 months.
I'm still sexy. Everything,
yeah, you're still sexy. Everything worked. We 2 months haven't been here. Intro worked like a charm.
The only thing that doesn't work is Facebook.
Facebook sucks.
I'm the admin on all our show pages, and I go to share something to my own timeline, and it keeps putting it back on our show pages.
Yeah, I saw you. That happened to you with the one that I deleted.
It happened to me with the Idol Radio show yesterday. Yeah, it happened with Off the Hook tonight.
I'll fix it for you. I'll delete it eventually once later. But yeah, Facebook is...
I'm not worried about deleting. I'm worried about sharing it to my timeline.
Well, I know, but I'll delete it at the end of the show. But yeah, Facebook, believe it or not, they've had so many issues as of late. You know, we haven't done Off the Hook Radio, and social media is a big part.
Almost 2 months.
Radio. 2 months, yeah. And they've had like 3 major outages that affected pretty much their entire family of apps, which is Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Workplace, which you don't know what Workplace is, but there's a whole slew of...
Doing more on Instagram, though.
Everybody is, because it is the hot app. Everybody loves Instagram. I fucking hate it. Absolutely fucking hate Instagram, because one reason...
You can't share nothing.
Well, that's
not
number
well
one.
Anyway.
You can't... Yeah, it's very difficult to share. You have to use a repost third-party app, and then you can reshare, but the biggest... downfall to Instagram is the fact that you can't put a hyperlink in. You can't link to anything other than in your bio, and that sucks. So, like if we put up a post that we're live now, you can't just click the link and go and listen to us live. You got to go, you know, that's the downfall to Instagram.
The other downfall is you can't have two admins on one page, because if we post something on our show page on Instagram, I can only share it to my personal story. You know, I can't make a separate post for it. I can share it to my story, and the people click on the little story things, they'll see it. Well, that's about 30 people. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, and see, here's my theory on the whole story thing. I hate them. I absolutely hate the stories across Facebook. I don't know. Was it Facebook that started them? Whoever started them. And they've all followed in suit. Facebook's got them. Twitter's got them. Instagram's got them. Snapchat's got them. They all got them. And stories suck. I just want your timeline. That's all I want. Fuck your stories. Show me the timeline, baby.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You use stories, though. You do use stories.
I use them because I kind of have to share anything.
In some cases. Well, I'll just give you the password. Just remind me. Anyways.
Half the stuff I put on it, but even if I have the password for our show pages, I can't put it on my page.
No, that, yeah, no.
It's because it doesn't work well. Facebook usually works well. They're having a glitch right now, I guess.
They're having lots of glitches. But anyways, we're here tonight.
So here we're back without CB Snow.
Well, that's because the nursing home, we made these plans last night, and the nursing home needs at least 24 hours notice, and
For those of you who don't know, we're doing Idol Radio Show, and we were doing the Idol Radio Show last night, and it was getting close to midnight, and people in the shout box were asking about Off the Hook. So we got off the show, and DJ Slim and I were talking, and I'm Zip Allen, in case any of you forgot.
And I'm Slim.
And we decided, well, you know what? They're just having a highlight show on Idol tonight. There's no sense doing an hour on a highlight show. Whoop-de-doo.
I didn't even watch.
Let's do Off the Hook. So I texted CB a little after midnight.
I'm sure the nurses station loved you for that one.
Well, here, let me see what time he answered me. I can tell you. 9:15 a.m.
Yeah, when the nurses let him have his cell phone back.
Grampy had his coffee, and he had his sponge bath by then. He was ready.
Yeah, and his answer was?
He says, is Idol still going on? I said, we have Sundays only, and we're restless.
Yeah.
And then he said the F word. And normally he'd say yes, but he has to drive New Jersey tomorrow, and he can't stay up that late.
The fact
he's still got a driver's license, we got to give him props.
You're covered for him because you know it's the nursing home.
Most people his age don't let drive.
Hey, you know what? Let me ask a question right here, right now. Let's make a decision, because here's the thing. You just said, and I knew, Idol's only doing Sunday. Let's just bring Off the Hook back now on Monday.
I think that's what we should do, because then you'll have to go to all our sites and get rid of that hiatus till June crap.
Let's do it. We're back. Monday nights, every Monday night now.
We have to skip the night Idol does the final, though.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. That's fine, but we're back. So,
all right, so what happened while we were gone?
I don't know.
I can tell you.
I can tell you one thing. Most important thing in all, Trump is still your president.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, what happened is this is kind of about Trump. Here's what happened while we were away. Trump said he didn't collude with Russia. The Democrats said, wait for the Mueller report. Mueller said, Trump didn't collude. Dems, we'll wait for the full report. The full report came out. Trump didn't collude. Dems, impeach Trump! See, it's nothing we haven't already told you. They're never going to let this go. The media is dishonest. The left doesn't give a crap about you, minorities, your sexuality. They don't give a crap about any of that stuff. They just want power so they can spend our money. That's all they want. And believe me, there's a lot of asshole Republicans too. I'm not a Republican, so don't anybody think that. But
yeah, it's across the table.
They lost an election, and they haven't stopped.
Well, but
and a half years of this BS.
They didn't just lose in an election. They also lost the Supreme Court. And that's the biggest downfall for the Democratic Party. Because
you lost a girl when you were 16, Slim. It's all your fault. You pinned her down on the bed and you tried to kiss her, you pervert. I mean, come on. I mean, just it's just insane. It's insane. So anyway, I want to ask you a question, though. Something else that's in the news.
Oh, okay. What's in the news?
Well, I just want to ask you about religion, and you and I are friends, so I know we can talk about this. And okay. You know, the thousands of people listening to the podcast, you know, they can know.
Yes.
Are you Jewish?
No.
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 Are you Hindi?
No.
No. Are you Muslim?
No. Do have some relatives that are, but not, and I love them to death.
Okay. So basically, I guess you're an Easter worshiper.
No.
Yeah, you're an Easter worshiper. That's what Democrats are calling Christians all over the news.
Oh, is that what I am now?
Yeah, because we had all these horrible bombings in Sri Lanka, just hundreds and hundreds of people killed, a lot of them children. There are Christians going to church on Easter Sunday, and bombs going off. They had bombs going off today, the day after Easter. I guess they were on delayed timers or something. I don't know. But I think it was like 9 of them now. It's just crazy. I don't even like looking at that kind of news. I really don't. But every Democrat that's tweeting out, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all the ones running for president, they're all called. None of them are saying, oh, Muslims killed a bunch of Christians. They're saying, isn't it sad about those Easter worshipers that were killed? I mean, they can't even tell a lie that anybody can believe anymore. Christian worshipers.
It's out of control.
Easter worshipers.
It's so out of control. You have 8 and 9 year olds mocking certain Democratic representatives, and it's hilarious. It's just
I put up that AOC impersonation girl. She was very funny.
It's hilarious, and I mean they have no clue. And folks,
especially like that line of hers. I like I know three socialist countries: Venezuela, Facebook, and Google.
Folks,
and a bunch of my friends from Facebook came to America.
Yeah, that's true. But you're not all Democrats are bad. I know Democrats that aren't bad. There's not all Republicans are bad. There's bad on both sides. But there's just a lot of...
There's no honesty.
There's none. But just coming from the left, though, there is just so much idiocy that just makes no sense. And it needs to stop. Because we're really... I was talking with somebody that I just met, very intellectual, and I won't go into details, but we're kind of talking a little bit about politics, and you know, we're on the verge of a civil war, and it's not, you know, blacks versus whites, or you know, Christians versus, you know, Jews or Muslims versus that. It's actually going to be Democrats versus Republicans, and I really think that this next election is going to be a huge key turning point, and regardless of the outcome, I think you're going to see a huge divide in the country, worse than we are.
I'm not worried about a new civil war.
Our side
has 8 trillion bullets, and their side doesn't know which bathroom to use.
That is absolutely
true. I'm not real conservative. So anyway, what do we got? We got in the news. We got news.
Do we? We got news?
Yeah,
what
news.
We got? Okay.
Oh, well, England is about to get crankier.
England's got all sorts of problems.
They're about to get even crankier than they are. And the Brexit thing's got them all pissed off, and they're not handling that real well. But this is really going to torque them.
Well, how long has this Brexit thing been going on? This has been like a 2-year deal.
Almost three now.
Okay, so this is, I mean, and this is still like a huge deal.
Yeah, people voted for it and nothing happens. It's sort of like in America.
Yeah, pretty much.
America voted for Trump, nothing's happening.
That's not his fault.
Some stuff's happening, but anyway. No, age restrictions on pornography are coming into effect in July, the government announced. As of July 15th, all internet users will be forced to prove themselves to be over 18 or be entirely blocked from seeing adult content. Under the new rules, any commercial provider of online pornography will have to carry out, quote, robust age verification checks on users, unquote.
Well,
I'm sure they're adult.
Yeah.
Now, what porno user is going to want to give their name, address, telephone number, you know, it's not social security number, but whatever they have in England for a personal identifier. Nobody's going to want to put that stuff online. Okay.
Oh, but you know what?
So they're not going to be able to. There's going to be a black market in porn.
There is. There's going to be a huge black market, and you know what it's going to do? People are going to go to the black or the dark web, which is Tor, and that's what's going to happen. And you're going to see more and more people doing that. But this does exactly. And don't get on Tor, people. Please don't get on Tor. Whatever you do, don't get on Tor. And the dark web. But anyways. This is exactly what I guess I wasn't paying too much attention in pre-show because I was doing 10 other things, but I did say, remember, they're cracking down over there on the child privacy laws and like within the Snapchats and all the social media programs, and this just follows right in suit. Now they're trying to make sure that underage kids don't have access to porn, and they're restricting. They're really getting tough on the restrictions of kids.
I've got no problem with their point to keep kids from looking at porn. But I do have a problem when the government becomes the nanny state and takes over for shit-ass parents. Okay? If you're a crappy parent and your kid watches this stuff, you're the one who should be blamed.
But here's the thing. You're right and you're wrong. You're right and you're wrong in the sense that if we were 8 or 10 years ago where the only way children had access to porn was through the home computer that was in your kitchen or in the living room, right. I'd say you're right. Because now the parent does have constant watch, or should have constant watch over what their kid's doing online. But now, unlike what our teachers told us, we have the computer in the palm of our hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and our parents can't watch over our shoulders all the time.
12-year-olds don't need smartphones.
They don't.
That's how they settle this. They just you can't have a smartphone until you're 16.
That's what they're going to do over there.
That's what they should do. They're not doing it.
That's the next step.
All right, check this out. If the pornographic websites fail to comply with the rules, they could have payment services withdrawn or be blocked for all UK users. Now, payment services withdrawn. In America, all you got to do to have your payment services withdrawn is piss off PayPal. If you sell guns or you're a well-known conservative, then they all dump you anyway. I mean, Chase Bank will screw you if you're a conservative. Chase is horrible. Bank of America isn't much better. They're just so far left-wing, they put politics in the middle of their business. Let me tell you what Michael Jordan said.
Politics are in the middle of everything.
Jordan said this a long time ago, and these assholes need to wake up. Michael Jordan, a lifelong Democrat, has no problem with that. Michael Jordan was asked why he is non-political. Michael Jordan said, because Republicans buy sneakers too. Okay. Be Michael Jordan.
Well, I think every brand, celebrity, they all should just... They shouldn't take a political stance. Like when the Dixie Chicks came out and made their, you know, they ruined their career making a political stance. So I think kudos to him. That's the way every brand, celebrity, influencer, whatever you want to do, should be.
Well, you know, you think your pride
should act.
The side of the argument where they're arguing against doing this in England is that it could hurt privacy. Let me tell you something right now. If you're on the web in any way, shape, or form, you don't have any friggin' privacy. Facebook and Google and Microsoft, they took all that crap away years ago.
No, you can circumvent, you can block to a certain degree, but, I mean, there's only so much blocking you can do.
Not if they really want to get you.
Well, correct. But and then with every update that your computers or your iOS or your Android does, you have to go back in and re-block stuff again. Because, you know, they're always finding new ways to spy on us. There's actually a traffic article or an article about this one town. We didn't throw it in our story, but they're using data from people's cell phones to use real-time signage overhead telling you how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B. And they're using it triangulating people's cell phones and to see how congested traffic is on the roads. Now, is that an invasion of privacy? It absolutely is.
Sure.
But that's what technology is being used for these days, and it's helpful, but in the wrong hands, somebody breaks into that database, what do they have access to? Do they have access to the banking app that I have on my phone? Do they have access to, you know, all my contacts?
They know what banking app you have.
I'm sure they
guarantee you that.
I'm sure they do. But there's so much that we as the public and as the consumer, we don't even see some of this stuff that's happening just like that. And how many people actually knew until this article came out? How long have they been doing this?
They're going to be cranky. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Nobody's going to do it. Now, they said, we won't block ISPs only as a last resort. Oh, come on.
Well, but you know what?
People have good intentions, but, you know, they're not being real practical.
No, because here's the problem. If somebody does want to go ahead and look at porn and wants to submit their driver's license or their credentials or anything like this, they're now just like when you go to Colorado to buy pot and you have to swipe your license, you're in a database.
You know, now, if CB goes to England, he's not going to be able to watch Bridget the Midget.
Yeah, he is sure. Well, we could download it to his tablet. No, he doesn't have a tablet. His phone wouldn't handle it.
Oh, God, no. He's got a flip phone, for Christ's sake.
Do you know how big she'd look on his phone?
Oh, she should be a lot taller. Yeah. Hey, speaking of weird stuff, creepy porn lawyers in more trouble.
Oh boy, why now? What happened?
Yeah, Michael Avenatti. I used to do a creepy porn lawyer update because this kid was coming fast and furious about this scumbag. The darling of CNN and MSNBC, but he's a scumbag, just like most of them. Not only is he in trouble for trying to blackmail Nike and stealing money from a $4 million settlement to a handicapped guy in California, apparently today he was just accused of embezzling another $2 million payment from a female client, Alexis Gardner, that came from her then-boyfriend, Miami Heat star Hassan Whiteside. She's an actress and a barista, which basically means she makes coffee and sleeps with NBA players. She hired Avenatti to negotiate the settlement of a lawsuit against the player. The underlying accusation is unknown. They reached a $3 million deal and $2.75 million as Whiteside's first payment and another $250,000 in November of this year, or next year. She got about $196,000, and Avenatti, right after that settlement was released, purchased a $2.5 million share of a private plane.
Uh-huh. Plane so, share.
Yeah, because he needs to fly from California to MSNBC and stuff, you know, so it was for good use. But I'm just telling you, this guy, you know, what kills me is these scumbags on TV were talking about this guy. Oh, you would make a great presidential candidate. Come on. Unless a lawyer is yours, he's not a good. You don't need him. Oh, anyway, sometimes it sucks to be a billionaire, though.
Here's the thing.
What?
Do these guys? This guy. Do you think it was really him that decided let's do this embezzling, or do you think it was probably?
Oh, of course it was.
Well, wait. Or was it a crooked lawyer that he had working for him that said, let's try to see if we can, you know, books and do something.
No, he ran the show. He still owes his ex-partner millions of dollars.
Okay. Sometimes I wonder.
No, this is all him. This guy had a, I forget what was the number. Was it $250,000 a week lifestyle with his homes and everything? So, yeah, this guy needed to make a lot more money than most lawyers make. So, anyway, what he should have done was be the son of Ehud Laniato, because Ehud Laniato died, and he's a billionaire.
Oh, did he leave his money to anybody? Are we going to be getting messages on our Google accounts that we got?
I really don't know, but he lived in Belgium. He's a Belgian Israeli, and he was very focused on his appearance. He was 65 years old, you know, billionaire. I guess he wanted to be a ladies' man.
This just sucks.
But he died during a penis enlargement operation in Paris.
What an awful way to go.
A billionaire diamond trader has died after suffering a heart attack during a penis enlargement operation in Paris.
The worst part about it is this dude, like you said, he's a billionaire. He's a diamond trader. You think he probably saw out the absolute best possible care, the best doctor, the best hospital, the best everything, and he still fucking died. That's sad.
His heart attack happened when a substance was injected into his penis. His company, Omega Diamonds, is based in the Belgian city of Antwerp, confirmed his passing. Farewell to a visionary businessman. It's with great sadness that we confirm that our founder, Ehud Ari Laniato, has passed away. A friend who wished to remain anonymous said he was always focused on his appearance and how others perceived him. He looked liked to look like a tango dancer. Okay.
He wanted to do the freaky. He wanted to go out and do the helicopter.
Yeah, the only time he forgot about how short he was in height, apparently elsewhere too, but in height was when he asked his accountant to read his bank statement, which he did multiple times a day. He owned the most expensive penthouse in Monaco, worth more than $30 million. He's got a house in the plush L.A. suburb of Bel Air.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how big his transaction, his banking transactions through the course of the day were? I mean, they had to be just amazing to see your banking transaction go, you know, $10 million here and $30 million and then down $40 million and up $80 million. I mean, we shit our pants when we see $20 come out of our account or go into our account. We get excited. I mean, this dude, friggin' his bank account. He sold the largest diamond, the most expensive diamond on record, too.
Yes, he did. $48 million for the blue, for a big blue diamond he sold to some Hong Kong businessman.
Yeah, in 2015. Holy shit.
Well, yeah. So, I'm sorry, but, you know, and I read a story about those penis enlargement things before when I was doing stuff for the show, and I don't think we did do it, but my understanding is that the penis enlargement thing is basically it doesn't really make it any bigger.
Well, just go down to the
adult.
They
just like they cut like a tendon or a ligament with something in there, so that it can stretch a little more, and then they fill it up with stuff, basically like giving you a boob job.
All you gotta do, you know, is
or to plump your lips. They inject a bunch of crap in there to make it fatter. And that's really all they can do is make it fatter. They can't make it longer.
Yeah, I could have saved this dude a lot of money. He could have.
Yeah, you could have given him half a year's. You never.
Well, like that too. But he could have walked into his local adult bookstore, and for like $70, he could have got himself a penis pump. And in a month, he'd have grown 2 or 3 inches on his cock. I'm telling you what, he did this all wrong.
Is that what you did?
No comment. No, I was just blessed.
Oh,
the poor, those poor people on the beach. God, I'm just, anyways.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have left trails.
I know. You've
been banned from most nude beaches, I understand.
I am definitely banned from most nude beaches.
I do think we found out why he was having the surgery.
Why?
Well, he wanted to be a movie star. He hung out in L.A. with a bunch of models and movie stars and stuff.
He wanted to be on monstersofcock.com.
Well, there's a new GoPro out.
Oh, yes. This is awesome.
It costs $160. It's called the Cock Cam. Seriously. It's a cock ring with a camera on it.
This won't fit, though. That's the problem.
$160.
Do they got an extra large size?
You'd have to get a telescoping lens. But if you ever saw that viral video of a dog wearing the GoPro camera on its neck and you know, chasing to the ocean, well, now imagine the video with the dog's a dick and the GoPro's affixed not with a collar but a cock ring. That's the idea behind Cock Cam, the world's first cock ring with a camera. It's a revolutionary sex toy, allows you to record all of your erotic moments at a never before seen angles. Store and view videos on your mobile device. Oh yeah, Google
on the cloud.
Google be watching that shit.
Don't say that shit on the cloud.
Take your sexy home videos to the next level, according to its website.
You know, here I got to thinking about this.
It can record an infrared night vision.
Oh boy! But here's the problem with it. There's one downside.
What?
I honestly think that the only way that this is, and I'm sorry to be so crude, but this is off the hook radio. I'm sorry, people.
That's our job.
The only benefit of this I see is if you're actually getting a blowjob. Because if you're actually having sex, the chances are that all you're going to see is like just skin. You're not going to really see anything, I would think. I mean, I don't know. I
well,
would
let's
the
put
only
it this
time
way.
It's
HD video. It can record up to 90 minutes at 1080p, 15 frames per second. That's pretty good video.
Oh, it is. It is. But again, it's good for the blowjob and the facial. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be crude, but I don't see where, you know, you're in, you know, the old-fashioned, you know, missionary position with your GoPro on and you're, you know, hammering at home. You're not going to see anything. It's going to be kind of dark. I mean, I don't know. We did the article a while back where they actually had the camera that went inside during
sex. Here's the thing to make you feel better.
Okay, all right.
Because this isn't the first time a company thought of putting a camera on people's junk. Another company in Sweden, I think, had a dildo with a camera on it that could, but the problem is it could be easily hacked to expose sensitive data. Remember the dildo we talked about?
Yeah, I do remember.
On the show, you know, and women, it knew what setting the women had it on, how long they used it, all that kind of stuff. But the Cockcam website promises that its app and device are secure. Yeah, right.
Nothing on the cloud is secure.
There's 8,700 people on the dark web right now figuring out how to hack the cock cam. Trust me.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Your footage is never stored on the app.
Now, is this I don't actually have the article in front of me, but I've seen it. And is this actually available now?
Matter of fact, they even mentioned that sex toy we talked about. It was called The Vibe. Remember that?
Yeah. Is this a Kickstarter or is this out?
No, this is out.
This is out. Okay, because sometimes these things are a Kickstarter type, you know, thing. But this is out, so you could actually go buy your Cock Pro cam. And like I said, though, this is—I gotta have to, you know, email the guys at Bang Bros because
I'm just saying a 65-year-old guy to, you know, put on a Cock cam and keep that thing up there. You know, he wanted to have a little more him. I mean, it would be pretty embarrassing if you put it through the camera thing and it wouldn't stay up. It just flops around. You know?
Yeah, but there's worse. What happens if you can't get it off? What if you take a Viagra and it stays hard longer than 4 hours?
You'd miss the second 2.5 hours because it only has got 90 minutes of recording.
Well, so you wouldn't get it at the hospital.
No, yeah.
Well, you could ask your partner to run over and
recharge
plug
it. You could recharge it. Yeah, plug in.
Honey, get the long cord. Plug me in. I think I got a 6-footer downstairs.
I'm serious, man. People are just so friggin' sick. Don't they have anything to do, people? Like, you know, go build factory, something worthwhile, get rich the old-fashioned way?
But this will sell. And you know where I see this? This is going to sell? And it's.
Do you have any interest in buying a cock cam?
Seriously. I have no interest in it. But you know what? You have all these girls that do those cam girl sites on the internet that make tons and tons of money, and they'll find some way to incorporate this into that. I mean, you have no idea how big that trade is on the internet of girls that actually, you know, go on and do private shows and make tons of money. They'll go online for an hour or two at night and make...
Seriously?
Oh, God, yes. Cam girls. I mean, I don't watch any of it, but it's there. And there's literally hundreds of them. And men will go into their private rooms with them and then pay, you know, for like a 20-minute session to be in the private room.
So they do what you say.
Yep, they do what you say. They just give you a tease out in the lobby. But when you go into the room, if you've paid, you get pretty much whatever you want. And I mean, we're talking not
hundreds and hundreds of dollars, right? I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to whack off watching some woman doing it. Why don't you just buy a hooker?
They have sites now for the porn star that you can buy their underwear.
Seriously?
Oh God, yes. I mean, it's a huge market.
Yeah, I'm just not up on porn like you are. I'm embarrassed.
It's a group I'm in on Facebook. You should see some of the shit I come across. I am in one of probably the dirtiest, most disgusting groups that there possibly could exist on Facebook.
Yeah, you better watch Creepy Porn Lawyer. Is probably part of that group, too.
He probably is.
We talk about him, he'll sue us.
He probably is.
Yeah, the problem is you're a public person, and even you should know you can't sue us for talking about your creepy porn lawyer ass.
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway, the billionaire diamond guy died getting his dick bigger so he could put on a cock cam.
I see it does say that they don't know his exact wealth.
That's once you get to a billion, who cares?
It depends on, I guess, yeah. Okay.
Well, if you want to get a pissing contest with Soros and some of them other guys, you know, it's like, whatever. You know, all you have to do is wreck the economy of a couple of Western G7 nations on silver trade, and you can be a billionaire, too. Mm. Right, George?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. How come the guy invented Move On? Because Clinton was all about a blowjob won't move on about Trump. Ha, ha, ha. There's a quandary for you, America.
Think about that one.
Yeah, think about that one.
What can
you know, we always talk about stupid criminals.
I love stupid criminals. That's our best part of this show.
I know you love stupid criminals, but I got stupid cops.
That's even better.
I got stupid cops. This is just effing
hard. I like cops. I love cops, but
it's Elk Grove. Elk Grove's Illinois, I assume, right? No, Elk Grove, California. There's
it's not Florida.
No, this is California.
All right.
And you know, California cops. I just got to go off on this tangent because this kills me. I haven't watched live PD in a couple of weeks because of they took Pasco County, got out of it. That's where I live. In Pasco County, Florida, was always the best ones. Man, these two young guys be out there with their dogs chasing people through the woods and the brambles and the swamps and, you know. And they'd always catch them, almost always catch them. I mean, there are some hardworking cops in the sheriff's department here. But, you know, I just said, I'm taking a break from it. So I tuned in the other night. It was the 200th anniversary episode. Yeah, like I want to see Ashley Banfield promoting her new show for 20 minutes. But anyway, I'm watching this show, and I'm enjoying it. But every time they go to Salinas, California, the cop department out there, I'm sitting there, and I swear to God, no offense, you guys, you know, Thin Blue Line, all that, thank you for your service. But God, they've turned those guys into total pussies. Salinas, California, these guys got to be so polite. Practically everybody they pull over is an illegal. You know, they never have a license. Most of them can't speak English. They're driving around in cars with fake license plates, you know, the 1992 Toyotas. And they're very polite. They're so nice. They're so cooperative. And then they get this gangbanger chick who was driving a carjacked truck, okay, who dumped a gun out of the car when the cops lit her up, right? She dumped the gun out of the car. They found the gun right away. She pulls into this apartment complex. Two cops pull in behind her. They both have guns on her. She got her hands up. And those cops stood there and waited 5 minutes till two other cops showed up. Because four guns on a little skinny Mexican chick who already threw her gun out the window is what you have to have before you can approach her. I mean, come on. You're just a bunch of friggin' pussies. Bunch of pussies. And El Paso, I liked El Paso. They were a lot tougher in El Paso. But Salinas, California, it's like Nine, Nevada. Nine, Nevada, everybody gets paid off from the casinos out there. And it's this huge county. It's mostly desert and stuff. And the cops out there are like, just, you know, most of them remind me of the cartoon character Goofy. You know? So, but anyway, these two Elk Grove police officers are recovering from gunshot wounds they received while chasing down a suspect. Last Saturday night at 11 o'clock, police received a call of a travel trailer burglary in the area of Teagan Road, just off Franklin Road, so all of you out in Oak Grove know where this happened, like anybody cares. The caller said he saw a man move a gun from the pocket of his pants to a sweatshirt pocket. An officer responded to the call and contacted male and female near the trailer. He followed them to the Walgreens parking lot near Lagoon and Franklin, and by then another officer showed up. I said to get out of the window because there's going to be bullet spraying here, said a nearby resident. One officer was on either side of the suspect facing each other. The suspect reportedly moved towards one of the officers with his hands near his waistband and the officers started firing. They hit the suspect, and they hit each other.
Oh, man.
Each cop shot the other cop in the leg.
Idiots.
I mean, come on. Then they called in a SWAT team to clear the RV. Well, I guess they had to call on somebody because your beat cops shot each other. I mean, come on. You don't open fire when the good guy's directly across from you. These guys aren't that good a shot. I mean, come on. It's not like they're friggin' Marines or something. They're cops. So anyway, the suspect was identified as a 41-year-old Sacramento man, still at the hospital being treated for his injuries. Once he's released, he'll be booked for multiple charges, including felon in possession of a firearm and resisting arrest. The incident remains under investigation. Yeah, of course it remains under investigation because cops shot each other. You're not supposed to shoot each other, you flipping morons. Anyway. I don't know why. It doesn't sound funny now that I'm talking about it.
No.
The headline was funny originally.
Well, it is funny. But it...
I have a positive story, though.
Okay, what do you got?
And it basically is about stupid cops again. This is Florida. You know, Florida, we've got our share of assholes. There's no doubt about it. But not everybody is an asshole. Collier County.
Well, you live there.
I live in Florida, yes.
You're not an asshole.
It depends.
Okay.
Okay. Don't play poker with me. I can be an asshole. That's mainly because I'm kicking your ass. And I like rubbing it in. Because I'm old. I can't play sports anymore. It's got to be some competitive thing I can do to kick somebody's ass. And it's poker. So that's what I do. But anyway, Collier County, Florida. In response to citizens' requests, the Sheriff's Department conducted a speed enforcement operation in the Golden Gates Estate area of Collier County. After a significant amount of time had passed, they were puzzled. Traffic was steady. So why had they identified just one driver who was over the speed limit in all that time? As they left the area, they found out why. A quarter mile ahead of their enforcement site, there was a truck on the side of the road. The truck wasn't there. But right in front of the speed limit 45 sign, somebody had taken a piece of plywood and painted in orange letters, very neatly, I might add, "Police ahead." They're confused. Got one person in their speed trap in a number of hours, and they went back, and then they saw the sign. As the deputies left the area for the day, discovered why everybody was obeying the 45 mile per hour speed limit. Somebody tipped them off with the sign. Well played, anonymous sign artist. Well played, the sheriff's office joked. Good for you. Yeah. You know, I like when they put those radar thingies up that says your speed is.
Yeah, I like that too. They're all over.
Because that slows down the assholes.
You know, they're going to start, and I don't remember which state. I want to say it's Pennsylvania. In the construction zones, they're going to add cameras to the work zones, the speed signs there, so that it's going to give you a ticket if you're speeding through the work zones.
Well, we have a couple of stupid criminals, too.
What do we got? Wait. We got stupid criminals?
Yes, we do.
We really do.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit the button. Bad boys, what you want?
There you go.
We're not even too mad at this first guy who is from Pennsylvania. He was arrested Monday, but this was back in March because I saved the story because it cracked me up. Back first week of March. So about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania was arrested Monday after he allegedly strangled a driver who was singing Christmas carols. 25-year-old Clayton Lucas was the passenger in a car that was en route from a halfway house to a treatment class. The driver of the car was obviously stoned and singing Christmas carols in March. That angered Mr. Lucas. Lucas reached around the driver's seat and began choking him, causing the driver to almost lose consciousness. The driver's neck was red, his eyes bloodshot, according to the report. A trooper was waved down and told about the incident. He found the man and tried taking Lucas into custody, but he wouldn't cooperate and refused all their commands. The officer applied physical force and eventually was able to place Lucas in handcuffs. He's charged with aggravated assault, among other offenses. I don't know if there's any truth to the rumor that the cops sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all the way to jail. But, you know, Christmas, they start doing the Christmas carols before Thanksgiving, man.
Yes, they do.
And that's one of our pet peeves, right? All this Christmas stuff up and, you know, you haven't even gotten the turkey. As soon as Halloween's over, deck the halls with, you know, there's another holiday in between. You're 2 months away. Come on.
Yep.
Give me a flipping break. Hey, there's another guy in Pennsylvania who got arrested. I didn't even have this on the storyboard, but I tell you about it. His last name was Sober. So guess what he got arrested for?
Being drunk.
Yeah, one hard. Drunk driving.
That wasn't tall.
Yeah, but it did crack up the cop. That's really your name, dude? Yeah, that's my name, Sober. Here, blow into this. 2.6. You're not. Not what? No. Sober. Yes, I am. That's my name. I'm sorry. All right. So while everybody in Florida is not an asshole.
The only thing that would have made that better was if it was on live PD.
Yeah, Pennsylvania doesn't have anybody on live PD.
Oh, I know. But that would have made that better.
They're too anal. I think about that live PD thing. They follow like 8 departments. Okay. And they added the Oklahoma State Police and a county in Indiana back in the last couple of weeks. And they dropped a few other ones. I think Nye County was in Nevada was one of the ones that got dropped, which is good because, like, in Nye County, I'm a vicious bastard on Twitter. If you're going to be a vicious bastard on Twitter, you better be smart because you got to defend what you put up, all right? I'm just telling you right now. This is not for everybody. But when Nye County would do something really weird, I would just blast at live PD on Twitter. Like one time they spent 6 or 7 minutes at this old lady's trailer because she was upset that her alarm clock was missing, and she's sure that man that was here last weekend took it. She's like 80 years old, okay? Honey, if a dude showed up at your apartment for anything, let him have the effing clock, all right? That's the least you can do. Then they had another one where they spent 15 minutes back and forth, and not all at once, but they kept going back to it. A door was seen open on a house. So, of course, then you got to have 3 cops show up, so they had to wait till another cop showed up and another cop showed up. And then the camera followed them around while they're in there playing Dick Tracy, you know, Yeah, we're Marines going into Fallujah, you know. We're clearing the rooms. Because the door was open. It just effing killed me. So I blasted them on that stuff. And then, of course, the best one that they ever had, I put it on Facebook, and, like, nobody freaking watched it. It was a video of an older black guy with a cell phone video walking down a street showing you all the damage to the cars that some stone guy did driving through the neighborhood the night before. And every other word out of this guy's mouth was fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, he fucking hit this one right here. And he bounced off and he fucking nailed that one too. Look at that. He was fucking stoned, that guy. And he just went on down. I mean, this guy hit like 12 cars. And this dude narrating it was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen. And even on live PD, when they're bleeping all the F words, it was still funny. And then I looked up the real video on YouTube. I mean, you want to look it up. Look up, using the description I gave you, you know, car, multiple cars hit the fuck you guy or fucking look at this guy. And you'll find it. It's about 7 minutes long and it is hysterical. And he's a good citizen. This guy we're going to talk about next is not a good citizen.
No, probably not.
He's just a dumb fart.
There's a lot of those.
In Florida.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, the people put up the speeding sign, you know, cops ahead sign, they're cool. I'm fine with that.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That is cool.
I'm even sort of okay with the junkie strangling the guy a little bit for singing Christmas carols in March. You know, maybe not while he was driving, but, you know, bitch slapping him once when they got out of the car would have been a little better. But this guy here is 26-year-old Matthew Joseph Aris. I'm trying to see, where the heck was this? They don't tell me where this was. I don't know if this guy was near me. Anyway, he was arrested for impersonating a police officer. How did he get caught? Because he turned on his little flashy lights on his car and he tried to pull over an undercover cop. Undercover cop was driving an unmarked cop car. He turned on his flashing red and blue lights. He installed in the grill of his 2007 Chevy Trailblazer and attempted to get the car in front of him to pull over. The undercover cop didn't pull over. Aris turned off the flashing lights and drove past him. The detective then called 911 to report what happened, and a marked car pulled him over. He said he put him in so he could avoid traffic. No, you put him in so you could pull people over and rob them. That's what you do. See the mugshot of this sumbitch?
No.
This boy is hardcore. You call up the story. Look at this guy's face, man. This is a badass dude. I would not want to meet this guy in the alley if I didn't have my gun with me. I'm telling you, he is a badass dude. He pulled over a number of other motorists and cops aren't sure how many other people he did, but they want him to call in. 813. Oh, Hillsborough County. That's the county right below me. That's where the casino is. That's Hillsborough County is where Tampa is. That's the county around Tampa. So this sumbitch was doing this around here. Yeah, try and pull me over, sumbitch. I'm armed. I am armed. Oh, God. I had another one, too. Oh, yeah, we had a thing here at my rest stop right near my house. This made the national news, too. This is in the storyboard, but some guy reminded me of it at the poker thing today. And I said, that's like a half a mile from my house. Because if you walk through the jungle that they call the conservation area,
yeah,
behind my house, you jump over the fence because it's a gated community. You can walk through some more jungle, and you'll come out at the back of a rest stop on I-75. And, it's a very nice rest stop. I've never, I drive past it all the time. I never have to go there because it's, I get off the exit, I'm home in 3 minutes.
Right.
But there was three young ladies there last week during the day driving a white car. Matter of fact, Live PD put this on. The chase part of it they put on. They had gone into the rest stop and washed up, washed their clothes and everything. Apparently they'd been traveling quite a ways. They weren't from around here. And then they were outside with their clothes not on, flapping in the breeze. They were completely nude at the rest stop. Three young black girls. Two of them were fairly attractive from the pictures I saw. One was eh. Of course, the one that was ant probably was the one that was built like crazy.
Oh, probably.
But people called the cops. There's three naked girls at the rest stop in the middle of the day while they're out there flapping their pants all around trying to get them to dry.
You don't call the cops. You go watch. But
the cops, they jumped in their car and ran from the cops. So the cops got them not too far away from where I live. They went up back some country roads and stuff. But these girls would not stop.
No.
They did two pit maneuvers on them before they finally got them wrecked and pulled over. They knocked their rear bumper off on the first one. Second one, they got them wrecked off the road, wrecked off the road a little bit. And then they started screaming at the cops and wouldn't come out of the car.
I was all excited because there was an article that showed the video that said they had the video of this, and the video was not exciting.
No, you don't see a damn thing. Well, watching them do a pit maneuver is always pretty cool.
Well, no, I wanted to see the naked girls getting out of the car. Fuck the
pit. I don't know if they were naked still in the car or they had put their wet clothes on.
No.
According they were still to, naked?
According to the article I read, they exited the car naked.
Well, there you go. No wonder that cop was so anxious to do the pit maneuver.
Exactly. He wanted to see something.
He wanted to get them pulled over before they got to the next county.
Yes, it is. Or he lost jurisdiction.
Yeah.
He wanted to do the pat down.
Oh.
Are you breast par?
Are you hiding anything?
Let me look under that breast.
No, the male cops won't do that.
Oh, I know. They call him a female. I know.
Yeah, they take all the fun out of it. You know, even the TSA, they have males grope males and females grope females.
Fortunately, I asked for the hot one. They said no.
No, I got one of those pass things. Maybe one of those TSA pre-check things.
Yeah, I got lucky the last time I flew. Me and one of my kids was pre-screened, and everybody else wasn't. Uh-huh.
Well, when you fly first, you get the pre-check thing automatically a lot of the time.
Yeah, I was.
I would get pre-check on like 4 out of 5 flights, but the 5th flight when I had to go through all the crap was pissing me off because you know I've got an attitude.
Right,
you might have noticed.
I hear you.
So I got the goddamn pre-check thing.
Don't blame you.
Now I blow through anywhere. Tampa's like the best airport in the world. You can get if you got pre-check. And a first-class ticket, you can get through security in Tampa in about 8.5 seconds.
Nice.
I mean, I'm serious.
There you go.
Last time I didn't have pre-check, I was coming back from Harrisburg, and that was when I had the terrorist chocolates in my luggage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my stepdaughter giving me some Gertrude Hawk dark chocolate bunny things and stuff, and I had two boxes of them in my luggage. And it set them off. It was like a major panic. They grabbed my luggage and three people were going through it and they're rubbing my junk and they went crazy. But I had terrorist chocolates. I have to apologize.
Hey, say hi to LG, even though CB's not here. We got a song. We'll close. We'll be out of here.
Oh, which song we got? Oh, the one we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try and make this part of our theme at the beginning because that's what we are.
We're
bad and we're nationwide.
And we'll be back next Monday night at 10 o'clock.
With
and
CB?
Every Monday with CB. Every Monday. Well, hopefully. We got to
call him. Break him out of the home.
That's right. Good night.
Good night. Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he'd be pushing out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet. Nationwide. Yes, I'm bad. A nationwide. Easing down the highway in a new Cadillac. I had a fine box in front. I had 3 more in the back. Sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoke and lucky strikes and wearing nylons.